everybody. This is Stephen D. Devin is not here right now, but it is the 17th episode of the Stephen D. podcast. I'm Stephen D., but Devin, like I said, is not here because this is a makeup episode for reasons that you probably know about, like my computer breaking. Yes, it was not very fun at all. But luckily, it's been resolved. So, I got a new computer, as you know. And this is the internal microphone, believe it or not. So, let's get started. In today's podcast, we have pretty interesting stuff going on. Since I already... we have announcements. I haven't done that yet. Where I'll be talking about... Stranded, what's the status on that and all that. Then the interesting segment where you will hear a test of my stereo microphone that I've recorded. Then the game of the day. Now, I don't have Q9 on the game of the day right now. I don't have Q9. So, in the meantime, I'm going to start this series called Swampin' with Steve. On this, we're going to make a campaign, or not we, but I'm going to make a campaign, or somebody else might, and I will play it. So, today's campaign, you're going to think it's kind of funny. But, anyway, after the game of the day, which there will be 5 Swampin' with Steve episodes, or not episodes, but... segments, but not all on this podcast, in several different releases of the podcast. But yes, as I was saying, after the game of the day segment, tech tips. And today's tech tip is about backing up your computer and why you should do it. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Sit back and listen. Now, I will begin with the interesting segment. Hello, and yes, this was unexpectedly loud. It's the interesting segment, and I am testing out the this recorder is Sony, but the microphone is not. The microphone is Olympus ME51S, and if you hear, yes, you hear that beeping noise, it's because my fire alarm is... out of batteries. And you also might sometimes hear this noise right here. Or maybe not that loud, but you might hear little noises like that because I'm adjusting the recorder and the headphone cords because I'm monitoring this recording is hitting the microphone. So yes, this isn't going to be very long. It's just going to be a test. So right now I'm in the center of the microphone. Let's do a blow test. You see, it's very sensitive. I just went on it like that. And yes, I was on the right or the left. I'm not very good at stereo orienting, but I believe I was on the right. So, I blew just that hard, and it made a lot of noise. So you got to keep this microphone... you got to be careful with it. Right now, I'm on high microphone sensitivity. I could turn it on low, but I'd have to stop the recording, and low isn't very loud, but it cancels out most of the noise you can hear in the microphone. That's mainly for dictation. Now, let's do some tests. Right now, I'm going to touch the armoire, which is, you know, it's like a wardrobe, but I'm going to touch it. It's to my right, and it's about about 2 or 3 feet. See, you could hear that? It's to the right. Now I'm going to turn around and I'm going to touch my bed. It's about the same distance, but to the left. And now, you're about to hear a lot of noise because I'm going to do another part of the test where I'm going to set the microphone down on this... yes, I have a lot of stuff in here, so excuse all that noise. It's me maneuvering my way through it. So, yes, anyway, I'm going to put the microphone on this desk here, but it's like a desk that opens and closes, so it's like kind of like a cabinet up here. I always call it a file cabinet for some reason, because look, it feels like one. So you're about to hear a bit of noise while I get the microphone adjusted. Okay, so now I'm backing up. That desk here, that desk is about, you see, I'm not good at judging distance, about 5 to 10 feet. Now I'm closer to 10 feet away from me. I'm kind of to the right, should sound faintly that I'm to the right because I'm far away from it, or to the left. I mean, I really don't know. I should be on one side of the stereo field though. Now I'm going to go to the other. Okay, here I am at the other side, but as I said, I'm not good at stereo positioning at all. I believe this is my left side, but I could have put on my headphones backwards or the microphone position backwards. So I'm going to walk over to the mic, and I'm going to end this test here. You're about to hear a bit of noise. I'm very sorry about this, but that's just the way it's gotta be. So, I'm on the right side now, and I hope you enjoyed that stereo test and that interesting segment of the podcast. Let me get back to the game of the day. Okay, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that stereo microphone test. It was kind of loud compared to this microphone right here. Excuse me, I just had to clear my throat. But, yes, now we'll begin the game of the day. So, today's game of the day, as you know, is the Swampin' with Steve number 1. This campaign is called Get Me Some Steak. Why do you say, is it called that? Because the map I created it on has a steakhouse. So when I was creating it, I was like, I don't know what mission I was going to do. And then I was like, oh, it has a steakhouse. Maybe I'll just make the player go get the steak. And that's what you have to do. Now, it's not as easy as it sounds. If I had wanted it to be this way, I could just, because you start on the road, you walk east across the bridge, kind of move around the abandoned cars, but it's generally just walking east. Then, when you get back on the road, like off the bridge, you'll turn northeast. And then you'll bump into a wall, and then you'll keep traveling east, and then go north into the steakhouse, or maybe you have to go northeast or something, into the steakhouse. Actually, now you go east until you reach, like, the parking lot or whatever, then you shift directions. And then you just walk in there and pick up a steak. That's not how easy it is, though. Just walking around and picking up an item from a steakhouse? No way. Instead, we have our little zombies. They make life hard. Every day, they make life hard. And they are in this campaign, and there are lots of them. But I have some pest control. I have some pest control. I have a whole bunch of weapons I could choose from. An axe, a Glock, an AA-12, a Winchester, a Vector, an AR-15, a short bow, a chainsaw, an M40, an M60, Vulcan minigun, which is like a Gatling. It's really huge. And an M79 grenade launcher. So, let's get to looking for that steak.
Startups list. Search. Unknown.
Swamp. I just opened up Swamp. I was typing that in my search box.
Newscast, Eric Desktop, welcome to Swamp. Campaigns.
Campaigns?
Choose your Swamping with Steve Wong.
That right there. And now we're going to listen to the message it says, so you'll get a better idea. And you'll think the dude that you're getting the steak for is just as ridiculous as I do. Watch this.
Hello, I am very hungry and would like a piece of steak right about now. Do you mind getting some for me from the steakhouse across the bridge? I would, but I don't want to get eaten by those zombies. Every time I set foot on the bridge, they all start running at me.
You hear that? He wants you to go up there so he doesn't get eaten. Basically, he doesn't care how much danger you're gonna be in. He wants his steak. And he just told you pretty much that all the zombies are gonna run at you once you step on that bridge. Wonderful. Oh, man. And you'll see. Let me load up my guns. Oh, sorry, hit the wrong button.
15 loaded and 1,095 total rounds of 9mm.
Gosh, that's a lot of ammo, but that's already loaded.
AA.
Load up my AA-12.
Winchester. Vectoric with 0 loaded and 0.
I don't have any rounds for the Vector. Forgot to put that in the campaign.
AR-15 equipped.
Load up the AR-15.
Shortbow equipped.
Put an arrow on that.
Chainsaw equipped.
Chainsaw. Oh. Turn it off for now.
M40 equipped.
M40.
No round check.
It's a sniper rifle, so it only holds one.
M60 equipped.
M60. Loaded it. Vulcan minigun.
Vulcan minigun equipped. It has 0 of 1,000 rounds.
Loaded it. Okay. M79.
M79.
Put the grenade in. Now, I'm gonna go back to my bow.
Short bow equipped.
Now,
leaving
let's keep going.
To travel. To track Wilson Road.
I'm going to the bridge, and what you're hearing right now is my radar. I had to flip my headphones
abandoned
around.
Abandoned car, Wilson Road.
We're about to hear zombies.
Abandoned
as soon as I
car.
Step on the bridge.
Wilson. The zombies.
See, all it wanted to say was the zombies are after me now, basically. You're getting annoying.
SE East. East.
I shot that zombie.
East.
Damn it, I pull out my M60.
M60 if you.
Oh, there's a zombie here.
Wait.
Oh, got him. Got him again. I think I got two different zombies. Dang it, why'd I reload that?
No, any east.
Get off the bridge! That zombie thought I had permission to get on my bridge! Stupid vermin! He hears me. Oh, I got a
weapon quick.
Oh, it died.
East.
Dang, that's a strong gun.
Abandoned car.
Done. Done with the cars.
Abandoned car. Wilson Bridge.
Ooh. Zombie.
Weapons.
Here, zombie. Ooh. What a pitiful ending. Dang it, that dire. Ooh, grenade. Medium range.
Medium.
Long. There's two of them. Oh no, time to get my sniper. You guys want brains? Your dead friend's over there. So it's that one. Oh. They don't know when to quit. How unfortunate. Let's get out my Vulcan.
Welcome, Midigonic Lift. Weapon ready.
Brace it. Ooh. Got one far away from there. Oh, there's some loot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't have to reload it.
Weapon raised. Weapon raised.
You want a piece of me? Hey, zombie. I know you want meat, but I'm gonna give you a little snack to tie you over till I get there. Let me see, where is he at? Oh. Yeah, it was a bullet. Bite the bullet. Hey, zombie. Was your New Year's resolution to get shot? Joy to the world that zombie's dead. His friends will eat his head. That was a mess. Get out of my way, stupid zombie. Zombifications.
Any north.
Ooh.
Route.
Gotcha. You walking corpse.
Tracking steakhouse. Go northeast 30.
South.
SE east.
Aw, oh, did I hurt your non-existent feelings? Stop crying. Hey, zombie. I really don't appreciate you. Die. Hi, zombie. How's your day? You gotta quit walking on my bridge. Ooh. Hey, zombie. This is called flying meat gun. It'll shoot meat. So, there's your meat. Enjoy.
South. South. West. North. West. North. West. North.
East. Leaving
there,
now
we get to the steakhouse. Uh-oh. Here's
any
a zombie in there.
East. And north.
Man, looks like it's just gonna have to die.
North. Routing.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Shot me, I shot you. Meat. I'm gonna have to go through my rifle. Here, zombie.
Oh!
Shot him. Oh. Usually I don't shoot dogs.
West.
That
End
dog wanted
north.
To be shot. I don't normally do that.
Though.
Unless, of course.
Go southeast for N east SE.
It asks for it. Oh,
east.
Yes. Zombie!
Go south for-
I'm getting out my M60. I'm done with
west.
This. I don't know why you think you can rule the world, but you can't. You're just a stupid walking corpse.
South.
Go south, 14th. Abandoned car. Leaving abandoned. Go west, 4 tiles. S to west.
Roar. Broke my M60.
17.3% health. You are not wearing any armor. Tracking east end of Wilson Creek. Tracking off. Tracking off. AA12.
To you too. You UDO unidentified dead object. What are you doing up here? Shouldn't you be dead? Here it comes. I died.
I knew you would have made it.
Dang. I told you. I was almost at the steakhouse, too. So close, but so far away. Now I'm just another zombie. I probably am, too. Probably spawned up as a zombie in there. But yes. That was fun, wasn't it?
Timer,
now, it's time for the tip of the day. The tech tip of the day. That's called... backing up your computer. As we know, 2 weeks ago, my computer broke. With no warning... no signs. It just broke. That made me really mad. The fact that I lost my files. All my files. Except for the ones I had in my Dropbox folder. Why didn't I lose those? Because I backed them up by putting them in my Dropbox folder. Of course, most of those belonged on my website. So they needed to be in the Dropbox folder. But what about my other files? Nope. Gone. Never to be seen again. It's all because I didn't put them in the Dropbox folder. There is a thing you could do, though, and it's backing up your files. You could use Dropbox, external hard drive, or even flash drives or CDs. What I'd recommend is that you back up your computer at least once a month, because you never know if you're gonna lose important files with an unexpected computer crash. And in instances like mine, I can't even get my data back off that flash or hard drive because it just stopped spinning. That could easily happen to you at any given time. But all you have to do is back up your files. And also, if you create an important document such as like something you're going to need for work or school or whatever, back it up too, because, like, as soon as you create it, because you never know. So, yeah. I hope you take that advice, because it's really important. And I didn't last time. So, I lost Q9, which was a game I paid for. And if I had just put it somewhere safe, probably wouldn't have happened, but, well, I guess now I know, huh? So, yeah, learn from me. Don't learn the hard way, like I did, and I'm sure some of y'all probably already have. So, yes, that was a pretty short tech tip. How much does it? 18 seconds. I don't have anything else to say, do I? No. But yeah. So, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow, I made like a bomb sound. But yes, so I hope you enjoyed the podcast. The game of the day was a little bit long, but I tried to add some humor.
Exit the gate. Goodbye. Newscast intro.
Yes. So yes, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. And I will see y'all again on December 4th. But remember, or January 4th, 2014. Remember to have a great new year. I hope you had a great Christmas, as I posted on my blog. Speaking of, I will be doing a Monday's Musing post today, December 30th. And yes, this podcast was delayed because I broke my computer. But yes, so December 30th, which is today, Monday's Musing post. And then also on my blog tomorrow, I will be doing a life update slash, a life update slash annual stats report. And since we didn't do them, I'm going to do announcements real quick before we go. Basically, I'm going to start work on Stranded January 1st. If I don't have any plans that day, I'm going to start it on there. If not, January 2nd. But I do not have a release date yet. But I probably would have been finished with it by now if my computer hadn't broke. Or if I'd backed it up. So yes, I will work on Stranded and more upcoming notices will come out as they are available. And I hope to have a release date soon. But you just keep watch for it. And I can't wait to start work on that again. But I just want a break for a couple days. So, thank you for listening to this podcast. I will see you again January 4th.